And with 6:10 left to play, both teams have had the football two times. This will be the Patriots' third possession. Reed is under center. He's got an eye formation behind him. Niederklein gets the toss, and he is in trouble in the backfield. Comes back this way. He might get back across the 15. A flag is down at the 20. Now he breaks free, 25-30. He's still on his feet, 35 to the 38-yard line. But again, a flag down clear back at the 8-yard line. So we don't know if this is going to hold up or not. We could see another penalty flag coming up as we see. No, it's going to go against the Crusaders. It's a face mask. So it's a 27-yard run by Niederklein. And then another 5 yards for the incidental face mask, not a personal foul. So the nice run by Niederklein, again, running hard and gets it all the way down to the 42-yard line, first down and 10. 27-yard run. And a 5-yard penalty on top of it. Niederklein again off the right side. Gets across the 45. Maybe not quite to the 45. Maybe a gain of about 2 yards, and maybe that's about it. Well, they'll put it right at the 44, so we'll give him 2 yards on that one. His fifth carry, he's got 28 yards. He lost 3, got 0 on his first carry, but he's had some nice carries. Now we've got a... We got a timeout over here. It looks like an official's timeout as they had to switch a player. It looks like hobbling off there is Jesse Ackerman, the 6'3 senior for the Patriots. 5:14 left to play in the opening quarter. No score. Reed with the play has to hustle in here. They're going to have to hurry up to get the play off because they took quite a long time getting the play in. They come to the line. Second down, about 8 yards to go. Wide out here on the near side, and that is Kierkegaard. Eye formation behind Reed, the quarterback. 4:53, handoff. Niederklein off the left side. It's got some blocking. 45, 50. Flag is down. He's going to be close to the 45-yard line. If it holds, it'll be a first down. But again, we have a flag down at the 49. Lots of flags flying out here tonight. Back at the 49-yard line. They'll move it to where they're going to stay right there. We're going to call a hold against the Patriots. So that will go back. That negates any run. Actually, he gets credit for about 5 yards. And then it comes back 10 from the spot. So he picked up, we'll give him 5 yards on that carry. Yep. And then he goes back 10, so it'll be second down. And let's call it about 14 yards to go back at the 38-yard line now. Patriots own 38. This is their third drive of the first quarter, 4:38 left, no score. Both teams have not done a lot offensively. This is the longest drive that either team has had. Wide out here on the near side, I formation, slot left. Kierkegaard is in the slot. Creighton Reed under center. They give it to Kierkegaard on a swing, and he goes off the right side. He's got some running room. He's across the 45 to about the 47-yard line. So he picked up that yardage they needed from the 38 to the 46, so an 8-yard carry by Kierkegaard. His first carry of the ball game. Third down and about 6 yards to go now for the Patriots. Under 4 minutes left to play in the opening quarter. This has all been pretty much on the ground. Far hash mark, moving right to left. One pass by Reed, and that was intercepted. Then he got one complete for 9 yards. He's in the shotgun. He hands it off. Niederklein needs some running room. He gets it 50, 45, across the 40, down to about the 37-yard line. Started off the 46 and gets it all the way down to the 38. So a 16-yard carry for Niederklein, and he can break open. He can get him. 22, how about 20? So a good 16-yard carry there by Niederklein. Power eye again. First down and 10 now. They're at the 38-yard line, and there's going to be an offsides now against the Crusader. As the nose guard got a little bit ahead of himself and crossed the Yep, crossed into the Patriots' offensive line. So there's a five-yard penalty being marked off against the Crusaders. Again, these two teams met earlier. In fact, back on the 12th of October, 36-6. It was 6-2 at halftime. And then the whole second half turned out to be in favor of the Patriots, who were unbeaten on the year. They're coming into this game now at without a loss on the year. All right, back to the power eye. Reed under center. Here's Niederklein off the right side. Niederklein not much this time. Got very little. It was a first down and five. And he runs into a crowd. And we'll see if they give him any progress at all. Nope. So no gain on his eighth carry for Niederklein for the Patriots. 2.5 left to play in the opening quarter. No score. Second round of the Nebraska State High School football playoffs. And the winner will advance over to play, as we will keep those updated. They'll play either Kearney Catholic or Broken Bow. Reed's in the shotgun this time. Hand off Niederklein here on the near side. Trying to get around the corner, and he does. Breaks a tackle down to about the 31-yard line. Well, not as much as they would have liked. Picked up about 2, maybe 3 yards. They'll give him 2. Third down and about 2 yards to go, maybe 3. We'll say third down and 3. 1:45 left to play in the opening quarter. Here on the near hash mark, moving right to left. Two wideouts, Kierkegaard and Overmiller over on the far side. Niederklein and Barry in the power eye. Creighton Reed under center. Almost got another free 5 yards. Niederklein off the right side. He's got some blocking. Gets the first down and more across the 20-yard line. Way down about the 19 or 18-yard line. Nice carry by Buzz Niederklein. So Niederklein gets the first down. First down and 10. They started from the 31. And they're going to mark it down at the 18, 17-yard line, a 14-yard carry for Niederklein for the first down. 1:10 left to play. This is the best drive of the ball game for either team. They started out with 6:10 left to play in the first quarter. Offset eye this time. Niederklein off the right side. Got his head down. Not much there. Maybe got to the 15. Maybe one or two. Let's see what they... officials say. They're going to say maybe a yard, maybe about a half a yard. So they'll give him 1 on his 11th carry as we get down to the final seconds here of the first quarter. Football coverage being brought to you by the Hastings, the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, where the difference is black and white. T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime. High formation. Niederklein off the left side, straight up the middle. Gets to about the 15. Might have got another yard, and that's about it. Nice stop there for the Crusaders, a host of players. Stevenson in on the stop. They give him another yard for Niederklein, and that's going to wrap up the first quarter. One quarter of the second round of the Nebraska State High School Football Playoffs Class C1 action. As the Patriots host the Crusaders, 0-0 our score. We're back after this. You're listening to State High School Football on 1550 KICS ESPN Radio.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated, Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
We're back here at Patriot Field. One quarter in the book, no score, but the Patriots are knocking on the door. They'll have third down and 8 from the Crusaders' 15-yard line as they switch switch the direction now here in the second quarter. They'll be moving left to right. It's been Buzz Niederklein, 12 carries so far here in the first quarter. Fowler got introduced but has not seen much action. He got injured last week and just haven't seen him out there yet tonight. He was a game-time decision. Reed is in shotgun. He's got blockers on both sides. Two wideouts here on the near side, and Overmiller was about five steps down the field before the snap took off. So flags rain down on the field, and it's going to make it third down and long after the false start. So it'll be third down and 13 yards to go now for the Patriots. Give you some other scores of some games going on. Again, a reminder that we're being brought to you by, in part, by Dunham Sports, where all their big-name brands bring you in and the low prices bring you back, bringing you this coverage of Patriot football. All right, Reed will be under center, eye formation. Two wideouts on the far side, one here on the near side. Reed takes the snap, drops back to pass. Looks downfield. Now he's going to just take it right up the middle. Draw play. He gets down across the 10-yard line. That's where he'll get stopped at the 10 or 11. So he picks up about, well, let's give him 9 yards on the carry. That's his first rush of the ball game. He'll be short of the first down. It'll be third down. Make it fourth down at about 3 yards. Give him 2 yards to go. So let's see what they do. Fourth down and a couple here. Will they go for that or a field goal? I think they're going to go for it. There's no sense going for the field goal. Fourth down and about 2.5, 3 yards to go. So they'll stay in the eye. Two wideouts on the far side. And now there's going to be a timeout called by the Patriots. Patriots call timeout, 11:07 left to play in the first half. No score here in the second round of the state high school football playoffs. The Patriots hosting the Crusaders. And we'll return after this on 1550 ESPN KICS Radio.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888. Or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. And right now you can come to Burt's before it hurts. Flu shots are available free of charge to all Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska customers. See Tom Choquette at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue, and Mike Uradell at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings.
Other scores going on in Class C1 today. Boone Central defeated Chase County 48-20. Gothenburg defeated Shadron 12-0. Kearney Catholic Broken Bow playing right now, and they'll play the winner of this game next Tuesday. Norfolk Catholic against Boys Town also playing underway. Ashland Greenwood and Fort Calhoun. Pearson, Wilbur, Clatonia, and Lincoln Christian in Wahoo. That's the Class C1 second-round matchups going on right now. All right, here we go. Fourth down at about 2.5, 3 yards to go for the Patriots. Reed sets him down, and now we got a flag thrown clear over on the other side of the field. And it's an offsides against the Crusaders, and that'll be an automatic first down. Wow. So somebody lining up offsides, and that's going to be a first down and goal now for the Patriots. Wow. So that's one of the biggest plays right now on a fourth and three and a offsides by Grand Island Central Catholic makes it a first and goal with 11:07 left to play in the first half. At the 6-yard line now of Grand Island Central Catholic. First and goal here on the near hash mark. Moving left to right. Reed sets him down. Eye formation. Two wideouts on the other side. In motion goes Ackerman. Reed drops back. Hands it off. Niederklein off the left side. If he can get around the corner, and he cannot. Great stop there. Looks like Riley Shoemaker made the tackle. Shoemaker made the stop, and Niederklein got to back to the line of scrimmage, or did he lose one? He lost a yard. So he loses 1 yard. So now it's second down and goal from the 7. Far hash mark back to the power eye. In tight, Reed under center. Again, the handoff. Niederklein off the right side looking for some blocking. He's still got his head down, and he's going to go into the end zone. He carries everybody in for the touchdown. 7-yard touchdown run by Niederklein. He really put his head down and got into the end zone. And, I mean, he carried some blockers in there. Makes it 6-0 Patriots with 10:23 left to go in the first half. And now the extra point kick coming up, and this will be Fowler. So Fowler's out there. He hasn't done any running, but he'll try the extra point kick. Here's the snap. The kick is up, and the kick is no good. So the score remains 6-0. 10:23 left to play in the first quarter. Patriots draw blood first, and we'll be back to the State High School Football Playoffs Class C1 right after this on ESPN 1550 KICS.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and Eastside Boulevard in Hastings.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central, in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
A drive that started with 6:10 left to go in the first quarter ends up with 10:23 left to play in the half, and the Patriots on the board 6-0 after a 7-yard run by Niederklein. Now the kickoff to the Crusaders, and a good run back by Logan Greenwald. Greenwald gets it out to the 28-29-yard line, and that's where GICC will take over. And they'll start at their own 28-yard line. 10:17 left to play in the first half. GICC started after an interception. They were on the Patriots' 40-yard line but could not get anything going, had to punt it. And then they started on their own 40, and they had to punt it again. And this is only the third time they've had the football. Shoemaker passes a screen pass over here on the near side. It's caught and immediately brought down for a not much of a gain is Greenwald. Berry and Kierkegaard in there on the stop. No gain on the pass to Greenwald. That's the third pass for Shoemaker. He rolls out the pass again, rolls out right side, throws it down the field. It is incomplete. Closest man to it was Overmiller for the Patriots. So now 2-for-4 for Shoemaker, rolling out there on the far side. So after some running, Crusaders come out and start throwing it up. Shoemaker's going to be in the shotgun. Two wideouts on the far side, one here on the near side. That'll be Stevenson. Shoemaker in the shotgun rolls out again. Now it's a pitch to reverse. Here's a half back pass, and it is going to be incomplete. Trying to toss it down there was Stevenson. And it was a good, he had a man open down there. The pass was just short. Actually, that was Alex Allen. So it's 4th down and 9, and Grand Island Central Catholic will have to punt again. They had the little pitch on the reverse, and then another pitch to Allen, and Allen then threw it down the field, but it was short. Here comes the punt again, the third punt of the night for the Crusaders. Stevenson with the punt, and it's a fair catch at the 38-yard line by Overmiller. So the Patriots take over, first down and 10 on their own 39-yard line. And 9:26 left to play here in the first half. So the Patriots trying to put together another drive here. They lead it 6-0. They're over in the middle of the hash marks now, moving left to right. Class C2 game, St. Pat's defeat West Holt today, 32-6. North Platte St. Pat's will play Donovan Trumbull or Crofton. That game's going on now. Here's a pitch to Niederklein. Niederklein gets a nice block, 40, 41-yard line, maybe 2 yards gain there. He had an opening, but it shut real quick. In there was Riley Shoemaker. Put the stops on, give him a gain of about 2 yards to the 41-yard line for Niederklein. He's had 15 carries in this first half so far. Makes it second down at about 8 or 9 yards to go. Didn't give him very much to go there. I formation. Reed's going to do a screen pass to Kierkegaard. Kierkegaard down the field at the 45, 43-yard line in Crusader territory. What a nice screen pass. Picked up 9, 14, how about 16 yards there on the pass from Reed to Kierkegaard. That's his first reception. And Reed is 2 for 3 with an interception. And it's first down and 10 at the Crusaders' 43-yard line. Far hash mark, moving left to right. Wide out here on the near side. And an eye formation for Reed. Reed, Niederklein off the left side. Big hole. He's down to the 35. He's down across the 30. He's driven out, down at around the 28-yard line. They go at the 43 to about the 28, so about a 15-yard run again by Niederklein, his 16th carry. And Niederklein running hard again here in the first half, what he did last week in the second half. Excuse me, taking over for Fowler last week. 8:22 left to play in the first half, 6-0. Patriots trying to add on some more here. Reed brings him up. I formation. Wideouts on both sides. Far hash mark. Niederklein right side. Puts his head down. Maybe got two. Maybe got three. A lot of pushing and shoving going on there. Let's see what progress they give him. And they give him up to about the 26. So let's give him 2 yards on his 17th carry of the ball game. Far hash mark, another nice drive being put on by the Patriots. 7:52 left to play in the first half, up 6-0. Trying to add on to that lead. Kierkegaard over here on the near side. He'll be the only wide out with I formation for Reed. Reed, Niederklein, left side. Gets around the corner, puts his head down, gets across the 25. Maybe to about the 24. Maybe about a 2 yard gain. He'll make it the 23, so we'll give him 3 yards on that one. So it's third down and 5 now for the Patriots. Crusaders want to put a stop here. And another big third down coming up for the Patriots. Maryland eye, power eye for Reed. Everybody's in tight. This time Barry gets it off the left side. Barry's got the first down across the 15-yard line. To the fullback, Barry gets it all the way down to the 15, so an 8-yard run by Barry. Stevens on the stop, but a nice 8-yard run by Barry. His first carry. Just under 7 minutes left to go in the first half. First down and 10 from the Crusaders' 15-yard line. Far hash mark, moving left to right. Wide out here on the near side, Kierkegaard. Niederklein, left side, just running hard. He's driven out finally, clear over across the 10, maybe the 9-yard line. I think they're going to say the 9, so a 6-yard carry for Niederklein. Stevenson had to drive him out clear on the far side there. And so now it is second down and 5 yards to go from the 10, make it the 9-yard line of Grand Island Central Catholic. Patriots trying to add on to their 6-0 lead. They'll go back to the power eye. Reed almost draws him off again. Here's Barry. Barry off this in the middle, and Barry gets some pretty good yards, maybe two or three. They put him at the 7, so let's say maybe the 6. So they'll give him 3 yards on that carry. That's Barry's second carry. That's 11 yards for him on 2 carries. And now another big third down play coming up. Third down and 2 for the Patriots at the 6-yard line of the Crusaders. Kierkegaard, the wideout here on the near side. I formation. Reed under center. Calls timeout. Second timeout called by the Patriots here in the first half. 6:03 left to play before halftime. Patriots 6, Crusaders 0. Back after this on 1550 KICS ESPN Radio.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future, and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
5 Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for many reasons.
We consistently offer competitive loan and deposit rates and proudly provide friendly and helpful customer service.
With our 3 convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you.
Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see for yourself why 5 Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. 5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
We're back here at Patriot Field. Hastings Adams Central up 6-0 over Grand Island Central Catholic, the Crusaders. And the Patriots have a third down and 2 from the Crusaders' 6-yard line. Far hash mark, moving left to right. So big third down play coming up for the Patriots. And a 4th and short. The last drive and got a offsides, which gave them the automatic first down. Reed, I formation. Kierkegaard, the only wide out here on the near side. Here comes the handoff. Big one, Niederklein. He's going to go in and score again. Second touchdown for Buzz Niederklein. This one is a 6-yard touchdown run to add to a 7-yard touchdown run. Niederklein with his second touchdown of the evening. And the Patriots are up 12-0 with 5:58 left to play in the first half. And we'll see what they decide to do, if they're going to go for 2 this time, a 9-9 play drive. After their 13 play drive, they'll go for 2. As they stay in the eye. Here comes the handoff. Niederklein again off the left side. This time will be short. Put his head down but could not get there. So the 2-point conversion is no good. It's 12-0 in favor of the Patriots. 5:58 left to play here in the first half. We're going to have the kickoff coming up. And we'll see what the Crusaders do to answer back. Down 12-0. Patriots unbeaten on the year and trying to get and move on to the next round of the state C1 high school football playoffs. We're back in 30 seconds here on ESPN KICS.
Rivals Bar and Grill, supporting all the local teams after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m. and breakfast on Sunday from 9 to noon. Holiday party packages are available. Ask Rivals for details.
Bob Sass Flowers is more than beautiful flowers and green plants. See their new fall decor, wall art, seasonal door wreaths, lamps, candles, and more. For even more ideas, shop the Ooze and Oz lower level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings.
We're getting ready for the kickoff now as the Patriots are up 12-0. Two drives, and a 13-play drive and an 8-play drive have put the Patriots up 12-0. They've not converted an extra point yet tonight. And Grand Island Central Catholic will be waiting the kickoff now and will be starting their 4th drive of the ball game. They've punted all three times. Here's the punt. The kickoff on the 13-yard line. Here's Greenwald, and he's tackled hard about the 25-yard line. Nice tackle there by Travis Wiskowski. And the Patriots have a player down. There's a flag down, too. And it's Cody Hansen who's down on the ground. There's a flag clear back at the 38-yard line. So let's check to see what the flag is. There was a face mask against Grand Island Central Catholic. So the player down, and we'll have them clear back at their... Crusaders will start on their own 14-yard line. And it looks like that Cody Hansen's A-OK walking off on his own power. And this is with 5:53 left to go in the first half is where Grand Island Central Catholic will take over on their own 14-yard line. Again, they went on a punted in the first quarter twice, and they've had the ball here one time in the second quarter and ended up having to punt there. Shoemakers, again, in the shotgun, and he will take it himself off the right side and gets to about the 15. And on the stop there for the Patriots, caught a few of them. Barry's in there, and also in on the stop was Matt Brown. It's a gain of second down and one. Shoemaker's third carry. He's got negative one for the night. Three receivers this time, and here's the handoff. Nope, Shoemaker's going to keep it himself. They get up to the 19-yard line. So he'll pick up 4 yards on that carry. And it'll be third down and about 5 yards to go now. Make it four. Third and four, long four for the Crusaders. Trying to get a first down, which they have not had many in this first half. Patriots defense has been stellar so far in this first half. Under 5 minutes left to play in the first half. 12-0, Patriots on top. Three wideouts, two on the near side, one on the far side. Shoemaker in the shotgun, runner right next to him. Shoemaker to pass down the field, and it's overthrown. He had Stevens, it looks like, right down here, but... he kind of stopped. That was not Stevens, but Alex Allen. Allen, he had down the field. And another punt coming up for Grand Island Central Catholic. They've just not had nothing go right offensively. Patriots have defensed them well tonight. So Shoemaker's back deep to punt, standing about his 7-6 yard line. There's the snap. And he punts it good at about the 50. And they're going to let it roll, and it'll be down at the 38-yard line by the Crusaders down it at the 38. So the Patriots take over on their own 38-yard line, and they'll have 4:34 left to play here in the first half if they want to add on to that 12-0 lead. In other scores, Loup City beat Hemingford today in Class D1, 55-20. We'll try to find some more at halftime scores and pass them on to you, including some of the other games going on around our area tonight. Okay, Creighton Reed sets him down, first down and 10. He's got two wideouts. Well, they're on the far side. I formation. Quick pass. It's caught by Kierkegaard, and he'll be up across the 40-yard line. They started at the 38, gets it across the 45 to about the 46-yard line. It's an 8-yard carry, or an 8-yard pass play, excuse me. 8 yards for Kierkegaard. That's his second catch of the night. Creighton Reed's fourth throw. He is 3 of 4 with one interception. That was his first throw of the night, was intercepted, and since then he's been perfect 3 for 3. Second down, about 3 yards to go. Two or three. Two wideouts on the far side. I formation for Creighton Reed over on the far hash mark, moving left to right. Niederklein, and he will get hit in the backfield. He might have got back to the line of scrimmage, though. Had quite a few Crusaders in there. They're going to put it right back, so it'll be no gain for Niederklein. 20th carry of the ball game. I'll give you his first half stats, of course, at halftime. Trying to make a stop here, which they have not done the last two times the Patriots have had the football. Crusaders trying to put the stop here. Third down. Here comes the handoff to Barry. Barry off the right side. He is snowed under. Maybe 1 or 2 yards. Allen in there. Alex Allen in on the stop. He got 1 yard. Barry's third carry. He's got 12 yards. So it's fourth down, and they'll punt it away. So Grand Island Central Catholic will get it back. With 2:47 left to play in the first half. Here's the punt by Herman, and it will roll out. And it'll be right around the 20-yard line, I believe, is what they're going to do. 20-yard line. It'll be first down and 10 for the Crusaders on their own 20-yard line. And there's 2:36 left to play here in the first half. So the Crusaders trying to find something to go offensively here. All right for them. Are working with 2:36 left to play in the first half. Shoemaker under center. He carries it off the right side. Not much there. They started out on their 20, and he got to about the 24-yard line. They'll say 23, so Shoemaker will pick up 3 yards there. That's his fifth carry of the ball game. Two wideouts, three on the field, two on the far side, one here on the near side. Shoemaker has one runner back with him. Always stands either on the right or left of him. This time on the right of him. Throws back to pass, throws it downfield. He's got a man down there, and it's incomplete. It was a good coverage down there. Shoemaker's fifth attempt of the night. He is 2 of 5. 3 of 5, actually. The one catch went for 0 yards. So that makes it third down now and 7 yards to go. They're on their own 23-yard line. Three wideouts, two on the far side, one here. One back behind Shoemaker in the shotgun. He throws it a screen pass, and it's incomplete. It's going to go out of bounds. It could have been recovered by the Patriots because it was behind the line of scrimmage, but it rolls out, so it'll be a loss. So it goes all the way back to the 15-yard line. That's a loss of 8 yards. So now it's fourth down and about 15, and they'll have to punt it again. Stevenson standing back at just around his goal line there. Here comes the snap. Good snap. And it's a low punt. It's going to go all the way down across the 50 to the 46-yard line. So the Patriots take over first down and 10 on their own 46-yard line. With 1:28 left to go. So the teams have traded punts now here. Grand Island Central Catholic, they have not had anything offensively tonight. Patriots up 12-0 with 1 minute 28 seconds left before halftime. Far hash mark moving left to right. Power eye. Reed sets him down. Niederklein off the left side, tries to sneak back up the middle. Not much there. Ball comes out, but they say it was already down. So Niederklein has the carry, but not much there. They're going to say a gain of 1 for Niederklein. And that's his 21st carry of the first half. And he'll have a load in the second half, too. Second down, 9 yards to go. We're just under a minute left to play in the first half. 12-0, Patriots on top. They're in no hurry. They'll take this 12-0 lead into halftime. The last time these two teams played, it was 6-2 at halftime. Grand Island Central Catholic was on top. Niederklein again off the left side. Not much there. maybe surging to the 50. Might have got 3 yards. And the probably Trevor Holland on the stop. Finally, the final play. There was a 3 yard gain there by Niederklein. And the clock is running down to 15 seconds. I don't think they have to run another play before halftime. 12-0, Patriots on top as they let the clock run down. And that's going to wrap it up for the first half of this Class C1 State High School football playoff game. Second round action, Patriots and Crusaders. The Adams Central Patriots 12, Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders 0. And we'll come back after this 2 minute timeout right here. You're listening to 1550 ESPN KICS.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's hastingstribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, hastingstribune.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
Each year, Americans throw nearly half the food they buy away. That's roughly $165 billion annually, and for a family of four, equivalent to $2,275 each year. This month, let's help stop this trend. From October 15th through November 15th, support the Midas Thanksgiving Food Drive and donate your food instead of throwing it out. Give 1 pound or more of non-perishable food items and get $5 off any one repair during the next 6 months. This Thanksgiving, our goal is that nobody goes hungry, because one can make a difference.
Donations accepted at CPI Midas locations in Grand Island and Kearney.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
We're back here at Patriot Field here at halftime. 12-0. Adams Central leads Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic. And there's not, as far as the stats go, we'll take a look at those. But first, let's just tell you how this whole first half played out. The Crusaders kicked off to the Patriots, and they took over on their own 35-yard line. And after a couple of runs, Niederklein had a little trouble getting anything going. In fact, his first run was for 0, second run was for 2 yards. So they passed on a 3rd and 8, and it went right into the hands of a Central Catholic player. So the first pass from Creighton Reed was an interception. So Grand Island Central Catholic took over on their own, actually on the Patriots' 40-yard line, but couldn't get anything going, and so they had to punt it away. Patriots took over on their own 20-yard line. They punted. Grand Island Central Catholic took over on their own 40, and this was about 7:52 left to go in the first quarter. They punted. Patriots then took over on their own 40-yard line, and actually their own 10-yard line, and had a tremendous 13-play drive, and started with 6:10 left to play in the first quarter. They didn't end it up until there was 10:23 left to go in the second quarter. Buzz Niederklein had a 7-yard touchdown run to put them up 6-0. Jake Fowler, who we have not seen play, came in to try the extra point kick, and it was no good. Now, on the kickoff, Grand Island Central Catholic took over on their own 28-yard line. Again, they went 3 and out and had to punt. Patriots took over on their own 39-yard line with 9:26 left to play in the first half. And another nine-play drive, and it was a 6-yard touchdown run by Niederklein, his second of the evening with 5:58 left to play, and it was 12-0. So they went for a two-point conversion. They ran it with Niederklein off the left side, and he did not make it. Grand Island Central Catholic on the kickoff. Took over on their own 14-yard line. Again, three and out. Punted. 5:53 left. Patriots took over on their own 38-yard line with 4:34 left. They went and punted. And Grand Island Central Catholic then had to punt with 2:36 left. And that's when the Patriots took over on their own 46-yard line and ran the clock out to end the first half, where the score is 12-0 in favor of the Patriots. We'll give you a couple, because there's not much, individual stats, and we'll do that right after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to Class C1 State High School Football Playoff action right here on 1550 KICS ESPN Radio.
It's the Take the Money and Ride National event at CPI Mr. Tire. When you purchase a set of four eligible Cooper tires from CPI Mr. Tire, you'll get more than just tires built for you. Get up to a $75 Visa prepaid rebate card, too. Visit your area CPI Mr. Tire for details. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Take the money and ride on Cooper Tires from CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
A beautiful full moon, kind of an orangish full moon. Of course, that's for par for Halloween night 2012. As we are at halftime, Patriots leading the Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic 12-0 here at halftime. Let's take a look at some of the individual stats. Not a whole lot for Grand Island Central Catholic. Phoenix Stevenson, wideout, he's caught one pass for 7 yards. Logan Greenwald has 5 yards on a one out of two. He picked caught two passes, one for five, one for zero. Riley Shoemaker, the quarterback, he has carried the ball 6 times, but negative 2 yards. He's passed the ball 5 times, and he has, he is to make that 3 of 5 for 12 yards. And Dexter Punchikar, he had a couple carries, 2 yards, and that's it so far for Grand Island Central Catholic individually. For Adams Central, Creighton Reed, he's rushed the ball 1 time for 9 yards. He's thrown 4 passes. He's 3 of 4. One of those, he was 4 for 4, but one of them was an interception. Buzz Niederklein has had, the load of the carries for the Patriots 22 times for 105 yards unofficially in the first half. Tyler Kierkegaard, he's rushed the ball once for 8 yards, and he's caught 2 passes for 14 yards. Jack Berry's carried the ball 3 times for 12 yards. Blake Overmiller's caught 1 pass for 9 yards. And Jesse Ackerman, that is it. That is it individually for Adams Central. And we will have some more scores to pass along to you as they're coming in fast and furious from our folks back at the station. And we'll pass along those two as our halftime show continues at halftime in this Class C1 State High School Football Playoff. It is Adams Central 12, Grand Island Central Catholic 0. Back in 2 minutes here on 1550 ESPN KICS.
Val, and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top-quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Winter is near. Drive through the snow with no worries on a 2010 Chevy Equinox all-wheel drive. Only 65,000 miles, the safety of OnStar, and easy on the pocketbook. Books for $21,575, yours for $18,975 cash. This great deal and more at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Oh, but Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirshnersautocorner.com.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Well, looks like we're tailgating.
Our two favorite teams are playing.
That means we're going to Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
The only true sports bar.
Jinx, you owe me a beer.
And the only place where the flavor of the food is as epic as the portion.
Just like a great tailgate party.
It's more fun watching with other fans at Hastings True Sports Bar. See every Husker game and the best from other schools. And the NFL ticket every Sunday gives you the lock on seeing your favorites from the pros.
Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
Across from the water park on West 2nd in Hastings.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
All right, we're back here at halftime. Halftime, Patriots leading Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic 12-0. Let's go through some of the scores now in Class C1. This is what we have so far in Class C1. That's, the class that we are in right now. And that was Boone Central earlier today, beat Chase County 48-20. Gothenburg beat Chadron 12-0. And that's the only scores we have in Class C1. Not much going on there in Class C1 as far as most of those games started the same time as we did. The only games that started earlier were Pearson, Wilbur, Clatonia, and Norfolk Catholic and Boys Town. No updates on those. All right, in C2 now, as one side of the bracket's all done now, the eastern bracket is complete. As Sutton has defeated Hastings St. Cecilia 30-14. It was Hershey over Blue Hill. So Hershey continues there, the number 12 seed, continues on with kind of a surprising run here. They beat Perkins County last week, the number 5 seed, and this week they beat the number 4 seed, Blue Hill, 43-20. So Sutton will face Hershey, and that game will most likely be at, could be at Sutton, so we'll see. But that one, they'll pass along. You'll get all that in the scores later tonight and tomorrow. In the other two games in that same bracket, it was North Platte St. Pat's over West Holt, 32-6, and Donovan Trumbull has defeated Crofton. Final score there was 49-33. So Donovan Trumbull will play North Platte St. Pat's. In that. So that bottom bracket there in Class C2 is all wrapped up. Sutton and Hershey, North Platte St. Pat's, and Donovan Trumbull will be playing in the quarterfinals. In D1 action, just one score so far. Make that two. Loup City beat Hemingford 55-20, and it was High Plains Community over Hardington 50-14. In D2 action, Giltner beat Anselma Myrna 42-6. So those are the scores that we have right now here. Our halftime score in Class C1 are the Patriots leading the Crusaders 12-0. Football playoff coverage is presented in part by the all-new Hastings Ford Lincoln, where the difference is black and white. And T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime. Dunham Sports, where all their big-name brands bring you in and the low prices bring you back. We're back in. Let's take a two-minute timeout. We'll come back with more halftime festivities and get ready for the second half kickoff right after this on 1550 ESPN KICS.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $75 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletics and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, a nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $75 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or? What if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at hastingsfamilychiropractic.com.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
We're back here at halftime as we get ready to start the second half of this Class C1 State High School football playoff game. 12-0. Patriots leading the Crusaders, a Grand Island Central Catholic, 12-0. From hunting, golf, footwear, sportswear, and everything in between, you'll love all 35,000 square feet of Dunham Sports, Hastings' newest sporting goods superstore. Dunham's brings you all the top quality name brands at a lower price, even more discounts when you sign up for the team plan or the Dunham's Rewards program at dunhamsrewards.com. Get in the game at Dunham Sports, where their big name brands bring you in and their low prices bring you back. Now open in the old Walmart building, North Highway 281 in Hastings. Also tonight's game being brought to you by T&L Irrigation Systems. Eliminate the hassles of electric pivot irrigation with the proven technology of a hydrostatically powered T&L pivot irrigation system. Get continuous movement, technology you know and trust, improve crop production, and decades of dependability with T&L Irrigation Systems. Proven technology that works and easier on you for a lifetime. And Hastings Ford Lincoln, the all-new Hastings Ford Lincoln. The next time you're in the market for a new or used Ford or Lincoln, give the all-new Hastings Ford Lincoln the opportunity to show you an easier way to buy. With plain and simple best pricing every day, non-commissioned salesman, and the drive happy guarantee. The Hastings Ford Lincoln difference is black and white. Find them online at hastingsfordlincoln.com or south of Big G Ace, North Highway 281 in Hastings. Okay. Well, we get ready to start the second half. Don't forget that after this, Tyson Havronik will have the CPU Mr. Tire scoreboard show, all the scores and the matchups. And I know they'll tell me where that will be, what station that will be, because that's the way they are back there. They're right on the ball back there. And I understand we're also going to be on KHAS here in just a little bit for all you listeners there to give you a little bonus coverage of this Adams Central game as we get ready to start the second half. As we are getting ready for the kickoff, this time Grand Island Central Catholic will get the ball first here in the second half. As we get ready to start with the Crusaders with the football first. Beautiful night for football here at Patriot Field compared to last week's wind blowing and cold in the last two games, actually. This one's really nice. So getting ready to kick it off for the Patriots will be Buzz Niederklein. And the Crusaders will start off with the football for the first time. We'll take it first in the second half. It's a short kick, and it's taken by one of the up men for the Crusaders up to about the 35-yard line. That's where Grand Island Central Catholic will have it on their own 35-yard line. First down and 10 with 11:54 here in the third quarter. Just underway the second half. Glad you could join us. As the Crusaders... Shoemaker's in the shotgun. He has one running back right behind him, three wideouts, two on the far side, one here on the near side. They're on the near hash mark. He wants to throw. It's a pass, and it is incomplete. It was tipped away by Niederklein. The Shoemaker's had three for six tonight for 12 yards. Just has not been clicking the offense for the Crusaders. Again, three wideouts. Here's the keeper by Shoemaker, and he'll get back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. Host of Patriots in there with the stop was Connor Munger, and that makes it third down and 10. And quickly, they'll go right back and set it up, see if they can get something going here. Crusaders, first possession of the second half. Here's the snap. Shoemaker rolls out looking to pass downfield. He's got a man down there. It's caught. I believe that's Greenwald. He'll be close to the first down. Yep, Logan Greenwald made the catch. They put it down at the 46. And I think we're going to have to measure it and see if they get the first down or not. They needed 10. It's going to be pretty close. So the chain gang is going to come all the way across the field. And we'll see if they got the first down or not. Greenwald got the reception from Shoemaker's pass. His seventh pass of the night. They'll stretch the chains. Let's see what it is. I think they got it. And it's a first down. It's been a while since the Crusaders have had one of those. So it's first and 10 for the Crusaders. They're at their own 46-yard line. Far hash mark moving left to right. So that's been a positive start for the Crusaders here in the second half as they get a first down, which has been few and far between. Shoemaker, punch a card, gets the carry, but not much there. Punch a card got to the, and they're going to give him to the 49, so... He picked up 2 yards. Make it second down and about 8 yards to go. Whoops, a bad snap. Shoemaker has to cover it. Because it was just loose on the ground, and Shoemaker covers it, and they lose a yard on that. Make it 1 yard loss. And that makes it third down about 9 yards to go. So again, over on the far hash mark, moving left to right. Shoemaker in the shotgun. Two wideouts here on the near side, the open side of the field. He wants to come this way, looks this way, rolls out. Now he's going to carry it, and he is going to be tripped up at around the 50-yard line. Excuse me. So he picks up 3 yards. And that means it's going to be fourth down and six. And Central Catholic will have to punt. They did get a first down, though, which they have not had many of in this game. Stevenson back to punt now for it's on the ground. He has to hurry up. He picks it up, and he punts it away. It will come out as it went off the side of his foot as he had to rush it. And they'll mark it down at the 31-yard line. And that's where the Patriots will take over. First down and 10 on their own 31-yard line. Negative 32. So now it's going to be first down and 10 for the Patriots. Their first drive of the second half, starting on their own 32-yard line. 9:38 left to play here in the third quarter. Niederklein off the right side, gets maybe to the 35. Let's see if they give him that forward progress to the 35. They do, and they'll give him 3 yards. Niederklein has had a good night. Of course, 105 yards in the first half, unofficially. 3 so far here in the second half after his first carry. They're on the far hash mark, moving right to left. Kierkegaard will be the wideout here on the near side. They'll stay in the I formation. Reed under center. Niederklein, not much there. Might have lost a yard. As he gets hit from behind. Looks like that was Golfon. Golfon that made in there, got the stop. So he loses a yard. Third down and about 8 yards to go now. Reed bringing the play in from the sideline. This time coming out here to the near side will be Derek Lanowski. Wideouts on both sides, slot right. They break the eye, and the shotgun is Reed. Reed back to pass, and it is caught. No, it's incomplete. Over on the far side, just about getting it off the turf was Overmiller. But cannot bring it in, and that will mean a three and out for the Patriots. And they'll end up punting it away here. So neither team does anything on their first drives in the second half. 8:08 left to play in the third quarter. 12-0 Patriots on top. Here comes the snap. Here's the punt by Herman, and it is caught at around the 35-yard line by Brokaw. Brokaw gets to the 36, so that's where they'll take over, is on their own 36-yard line. With 8:02 left to play, well, after a pretty fast first half, lots of running for a while there in the first half, both teams here just punting the ball back and forth. So they've each had a possession here. And now we're back of the shotgun is Shoemaker. Shoemaker, punch a car off the right side. We got flags down. I think this will be no play. I think it's a false start. Official coming over from the far sideline, over by the Patriots sideline. Here's a false start against the Crusaders, and so that will drop them back 5 yards. It'll be first down and 15. Penalty flags have been flying frequently in this ball game. Not anything major, just a lot of false starts, some offsides. Big one that gave the Patriots a chance to score their first on their on a 13-yard drive, 13-play drive, excuse me. So now it's first down and 15. Shoemaker again in the shotgun. There's three wideouts, two on the near side, one over on the far side, the open side of the field. Shoemaker, punch a car, gets it off the left side, nothing there. Host of Patriots down there being led by Ackerman. Punch a car picks up three, maybe four. We'll give him 4 yards on that carry. Second down, 11 yards to go. Shoemaker back on the shotgun again. Wideouts two on the other side. Now he's going to pass it down the field, and it is incomplete. Caught up in traffic down there was Brokaw. And that's a incomplete pass for Shoemaker. Makes it third down at 11. He's attempted 8, and he's completed 4. So he's 50% on the night. No interceptions. Creighton Reed's thrown 1. Here's Shoemaker himself, and he won't get much. Ackerman was right in there waiting for him. Also in there making the stop was Nathan Heinrichs. Jack Berry also in on there. So a gain of about 2 yards for Shoemaker. That makes it fourth down at about 9, and so they'll punt. So both teams just punting the ball away here in the second half. Patriots going to get it for the second time here in the third quarter. 6:52 left to play in the third. 12-0, Patriots on top. It's another ground ball, but Stevenson picks it up and it hits the back of a Patriots player. It's recovered over here on the near sideline by Marcus Brown, and it'll be great field position for the Patriots. They'll have it on GICC's 31-32-yard line. Looks like about the 33-yard line, we'll call it. It'll be first down and 10 with 6:41. That was a bad exchange on the punt as it rolled on the ground, and then Stevenson picks it up, and it's a low punt, hits the back of a player, and the ball is live, picked up by the Patriots. Brown downs it. Here's the handoff to Niederklein. Back up the middle, he's got some running room. He's across the 30, the 25, down north of the 21-yard line. They'll put it at the 21. It's a 12-yard carry for Niederklein. Make it the 22. We'll give him 11 yards. Nice. Tough running once again by Buzz Niederklein. He picked up 11 yards on that one. And it'll be first down and 10 for the Patriots. Slot left, I formation, wide out and left side. Here comes a little reverse Kierkegaard off the right side. He'll get maybe back, maybe to the 20-yard line, maybe a gain of 2. And they'll mark it just inside the 20, so we'll call it a 2-yard gain. That's his second carry, two carries for 10 yards for Kierkegaard. 5:57, clock running here in the third quarter, 12-0. We welcome you folks listening on KHAS on our bonus coverage here. And 1550 ESPN. As we are in the second half, third quarter, 12-0, Patriots leading Central Catholic. With 5:35 left to play in the third. And the Patriots with the football. Second down, about 9 yards to go, right in the middle of the hash marks. Here's the handoff to Niederklein. Niederklein going around the right side. He's got one man to beat. He gets around there, and he gets down, still on his feet, across the 15 to the 14-yard line. He is just so tough to bring down. Started on the 21. Looks like they're going to mark it at the 14. 13. It's going to be close. I think they're going to have to measure it. They're going to mark it at the 13-yard line. It'll be third down, so gain of 8 yards there by Niederklein. 26 carry in the ballgame. I formation. Reed under center, takes it right up the middle himself. He'll have the first down. His progress should give him the first down at about the 11. They'll mark it right around the 11-yard line, so that should be a gain of 2. And it'll be first down and 10 from the 11-yard line. So the Patriots' drive continues here with 5:02 left to play in the third quarter. After a low punt that hit the back, I'm not sure if it was a Crusaders player or a Patriots player, but the ball was recovered by Brown for the Patriots, and they got the ball on the 33-yard line of the Crusaders. Niederklein off the right side, just continues to break through some tacklers and gets inside the 10, maybe about the 7 or 8 yard line. Looks like they're going to put it up the 9, 8, so they give him 3 yards. Niederklein's 27th carry. ...130 yards unofficially in this ballgame. 4:13 left to play in the third quarter. They've done a really nice job of ball control tonight, keeping it on the ground, taking a lot of time. Power eye, Barry, the fullback, gets the carry, and he gets down close to the 5-yard line. Probably down to the 6, so let's give Barry 2 yards on that carry. That was his fourth carry of the night. He's got 14 yards. So it's third down and five. They can get a first down by getting to the one-yard line. But if they cannot get it here, we'll either see maybe a field goal chance or they'll go for it. We'll see what happens. So stay in the Maryland eye. Reed brings them set up. Third down and five. Handoff. Niederklein off the left side. Just keeps chugging. And it's going to be close to a first down. Could be the 2 yard line, 2 or 3 yard line. He needed to get to the one for the first down. I think they're going to put it at the 3. So it was a gain of 2. So it's fourth down and about a yard or 2 yards to go. And now the decision is going to be a timeout called by the Patriots. I believe. They're going to let the clock run down first. That's a good good decision by the coach there, as he's saying, let's just let the Bill Carlin says, let the clock run down a little bit. We want to control this game, and he calls timeout. 2:41 left to play in the third. Patriots will have a fourth down and 2 from the 3 yard line of the Crusaders when we come back after this on 1550 KICS. And also, we welcome you folks on 1230 KHAS.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Welcome back as we are in the latter part of the third quarter as the Patriots will have a fourth down and 2 from the 3 yard line. They can get the first down by getting to the 1, and they're up 12-0 right now with 2:41 left to play in the third quarter. So again, we welcome you folks that are listening now to us on 1230 AM KHAS is your game. St. Cecilia and Sutton wrapped up. Sutton ending St. Cecilia's season tonight. Don't forget that tomorrow and Friday we've got some high school volleyball action coming up on Classic Hits 98.9 FM KKPR. All right, here we go. Fourth down and 2. For the Patriots here on the near hash mark, moving right to left, and they will go for it. Fourth and 2, they'll stay in the I formation. Reed under center. Handoff, Niederklein off the right side. I don't think he got it. He got powered down. It's something that we haven't seen too much of. It looks like that Riley Shoemaker got in there and made the stop. So Niederklein gets no yards. And it will be a turnover on downs. But on the positive, they put Grand Island Central Catholic down on their own 3 yard line, make it the 2 yard line, with 2:36 left to go here in the third. So I guess, in a way, it's putting the Crusaders deep in their own hole here. And it looks like that Shoemaker tried to go right up the gut. Shoemaker tries to give him some room, gets about to the 5, so we'll give him 3 yards there. Trying to give him some room here. That was Shoemaker's 11th carry. Get in the shotgun, blocker off the left side. Shoemaker again off the left side, nothing there. He got nothing. Berry in there for the stop. So now it's going to be third down as the ball stays at the 5 yard line. So no gain on that one for Shoemaker. In the shotgun once again. CV passes it. It's an inside handoff, punch a car. And then Punchcard gets up to about the 9 yard line, so a gain of 4 yards. And they'll have to punt it away. So three and out for the Crusaders, and the Patriots will get the ball back. And the last two times, they've had a little trouble on the exchange to the punter. Stevenson back there. There's a nice snap. Stevenson, not a very good punt, though. Again, very low, and it will be downed at the 30, make that the 44-yard line. So the Patriots will have good field position again. At this time, the Grand Island Central Catholic 44-yard line. They had it at the 33-yard line the last time, but did not convert any points because they went on a fourth down and two and turned it over. And now with 62 seconds left to go in the third quarter, they'll try to get some points on the board again. Nobody has scored here in the second half. It has just been punt after punt and a turnover on downs for the Patriots. So not much offense here in the second half, with about one quarter in the books here in the second half. Back in the Maryland eye, Niederklein off the right side, trying to get around the corner. They've just not been able to get around there. It's just not worked for them here tonight. As he gets inside the 44-yard line again. And a gain of about none. So Niederklein gets zero on that one. Niederklein has carried the ball 30 times now. And now they'll move Ackerman over on the far side. They have wideouts on each side, and they go to the power eye. Hand off Niederklein again. Off the right side, he slips that time down to the 45, so he loses a yard, and that'll be the last play of the third quarter. We've played three quarters of football action here at Patriot Field, and the score is Hastings Adams Central 12 and the Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic 0. We'll return with more state high school football action right after this. You're listening to 1230 KHAS and 1550 KICS.
The Superheroes of Service.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
We got one quarter left to go in this second round game. Class C1 State High School football playoff action with the score Hastings Adams Central 12, Grand Island Central Catholic 0. Rematch of a game in the middle of October, which Hastings Adams Central won. But the score at halftime was 6-2. And then the game ended up 36-6. In favor of the Patriots. Patriots have led this one throughout. They scored in the second quarter to make it 6-0. Did not convert on the extra point kick. Then they scored again in the second quarter. Did not convert the two-point conversion. And we've had no scoring since then. In fact, the last time we've had a score was back at the 5:58 left to play in the first half. So we go through a scoreless third quarter, and we start the fourth and final period. With the Patriots, third down and 10, moving left to right now on the Crusaders' 45-yard line. Reed back to pass. Pumps once. We got a flag down. The pass is completed inside the 30. But let's see what the flag is going to be first before it's going to be holding against the Patriots. So that pass play, which was nice to Ackerman, is going to be erased. And it will be instead third down and a bunch. That would have been a first down down by the 26-yard line. But instead, they'll go from the 44 all the way to the 40. Oh, man, clear down to the 39. Oh, the 15-yarder. Excuse me. Holding against the Patriots. Well, they went from the point of the holding, which was behind the line of scrimmage. That's why all the yardage. So it's third down, about 27 yards to go. Clear back to the 39-yard line. The first down is the 35 in Grand Island Central Catholic territory, so they got a long ways to go. Third down and a whole bunch. Reed's in the shotgun, and they're going to do a quick kick, which isn't going to be very good. It's going to go straight up in the air, and it's going to be down at the 48-yard line. Well, that didn't work out so well. And so now Grand Island Central Catholic will have good field position. They'll have it on the Patriots' 48-yard line. Wow. 11:26 left to play in the ballgame. So this is a big break for the Crusaders. But there's a flag down. It's going to go against Grand Island Central Catholic. So I guess in the long run, it goes all the way to the 45-yard line of the Grand Island Central Catholic's 45-yard line. So much for the good field position. Now it's back on their own 45. Never did see the call. But it had to be personal foul. Oh, I see what it was. It was roughing the kicker. So if that's the case, how can that be? Well, maybe it was a late hit. Must have been a late hit because now the football is still in the hands of the Patriots. So there we go. We got it all straightened out. First down at 10. Must have been a late hit. Pitch to Niederklein. Niederklein off the left side. He'll get it all the way down inside the 41, 42-yard line. So must have been what it was, a personal foul. And it went back to the Patriots because that's how it had to be. And now it's going to be a gain of 2 yards for Niederklein. Makes it second down and 8 yards to go. So that's exactly what it was. It was a late hit, personal foul. That brought it all the way back. And then they gave the ball back to the Patriots. So a big break there. Handoff, Niederklein off the left side, and they're keying on him now, and he's going to get nothing there. In fact, Niederklein will get brought down. They're going to say it gets right back to the line of scrimmage, so no yards on that carry. That was his 33rd carry of the night. And at 12-0, the score, 10:13 left to play. The Patriots with the football over on the far hash mark, moving left to right. They're at Grand Island Central Catholic's 43-yard line. Two wide outs, Reed to pass. He's got his man over the middle. No, over Miller had it and then dropped it. So an incomplete pass there for Reed. And that would have been pretty much close enough for a first down, but threw it kind of behind him, and he just couldn't bring it in. So fourth down, and we're going to punt again. So now Grand Island Central Catholic might get the football for the first time in the fourth quarter. Nice punt. Could take a Patriots roll. It's picked up at the 10-yard line by Greenwalt, and he advances it about a yard or two. Actually, that was picked up by Shoemaker. So it's going to be Crusaders football at their own, looks like their own 12 or 13-yard line. Yeah, we'll call it the maybe make it the 12-yard line. With 9:50 left to play, trailing 12-0. Patriots on top. Shoemaker back to pass. He's being flushed out of the pocket. Throws it downfield. It is caught. And it looks like still on his feet. Now they're going to say he was down. He was down at the 20. So a gain of 8 to Greenwalt. So an 8-yard pass play to Greenwalt. So it's second down and 2 yards to go. Far hash mark, moving right to left. Shoemaker in the shotgun. Two wideouts here on the near side, one on the far side. Shoemaker straight up the middle, and he's going to have a first down at the 25-yard line. Picks up 6 yards, enough for the first down. Shoemaker's 13th carry of the ball game. He's got 11 yards. First down and 10 for the Crusaders, trying to get something offensive. That was a second first down in this second half. Here's a screen pass. It's picked up here on the near side to the 30-yard line. It looks like that's Brokaw. And it was good enough for, they're going to go into a hurry-up offense. The pass was for 5 yards. Here comes the inside handoff. Puchikar. And he gets the first down as he picks up 6 yards. So a hurry-up offense here being put on by the Crusaders, and right now that seems to be working out pretty well for them. First down and 10, 8:53 left to play in the fourth quarter. Here's a handoff again, but not much this time to Puchikar. Stopped by a host of Patriots led by Nate Schrock. Gain of 2 yards that time by Puchikar. And again, no huddle. They're just going to go in the hurry-up offense. Second down and 8. Puchikar again off the right side across the 40. And he's going to pick up some hard-earned yardage there. Overmiller with the stop. They're going to mark it down at the 42, so a gain of 4 there. A gain of 5 for Puchikar. Third down, about 3 yards to go. Shoemaker in the shotgun. Wideouts, 3 of them, 2 on the far side, 1 here on the near side. Shoemaker back to pass. He throws it down the field. It's almost intercepted. Kierkegaard had it in his hands, and then he had hit his shoulder pads and bounced off, or he would have been a pick. And an incomplete pass there for Shoemaker. And the timeout called by the Crusaders. 7:46 left to play. Patriots 12, Crusaders 0. Crusaders with a drive going here halfway through the fourth quarter. It'll be fourth down and about 3 yards to go for the Crusaders. Football playoff coverage being brought to you in part by the all-new Hastings Ford Lincoln, where the difference is black and white. T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime. Dunham Sports, where all their big-name brands bring you in, and the low prices bring you back. Football playoff coverage presented in part by those sponsors and many others, and we thank them all for bringing you tonight's action here. 7:46 left to play in this one, and it's 12-0 Patriots, but it's been an offensive stall by both teams here in the second half. We've gone through, it was 5 minutes to go in the second quarter, when the last touchdown, the last points were scored. And we're just 8 minutes left to go in this ballgame, about 7:46 left to go in this ballgame. So fourth down and 3. It's a big play coming up for the Crusaders as they're going to go for it. They're at their own 43-yard line. Needing to keep their drive alive. Shoemaker in the shotgun. Pass over the middle. It's caught. First down, Crusaders. Caught right over the middle by Golfon. They go from the 43 to the 46. So 11-yard pass there to Golfon. From Shoemaker, it's first down at 10 as they keep this drive alive. Shoemaker now up the middle, not much there. Gets across the 45 to about the 43, maybe the 44. 44, a gain of 2 yards by Shoemaker. That's his 14th carry of the ballgame. Second down, 8 yards to go. 2 wideouts here on the near side, 1 on the far side. Puchikar's the lone back. Shoemaker rolls out to the right, looks to pass downfield. It is caught. at the 35-yard line. Greenwalt makes the catch. So that's a 9-yard pass play from Shoemaker to Greenwalt. And it's first down and 10 for the Crusaders, their best drive of the ball game. 6:55 left to play, and they're down 12-0. Shoemaker to pass again. This time he's being flushed out. He gets sacked back at the 42-yard line. The blitz that time worked for the Patriots as Shoemaker's dropped back at the 42. So that was a loss of about 6 yards. Patriots defense needed that one. Second down and 17. Punch a car up the left side. Big hole. He's down to the 30-yard line. So he goes all the way and picks up 11 yards back. Well, a lot of offense here in the latter part of this game. 6:10, clock running, 12-0. Patriots on top. Crusaders looking at a third down and about 7 yards to go at the Patriots' 31-yard line. Shoemaker in the shotgun. And looking over to the sideline, they're going to have to hurry up and make a call, or it's going to be too much time. Let's see what happens. He calls it out, changes the play. Shoemaker getting ready. Here's the pass over the middle, and it is caught again for the first down at the 20-yard line. Golfon again comes up with it. It's an 11-yard pass play. Same as the last time. And it's first down and 10 now at the Patriots' 20-yard line. Shoemaker in the shotgun. He's going to carry himself up the middle, and he's stopped. Hit there first by Matt Brown. Shoemaker picks up the mark it at the 15, so he picks up 5 yards there, his 16th carry. 5:18, an impressive drive being put together here by the Crusaders. It's been a hurry-up offense. 12-0 Patriots with 5:10 left to play and a timeout being called by the Crusaders. They'll have one left. 5:09 left to play with the Crusaders down at the Patriots' 15-yard line, second down and 5. Back after this, you're listening to State High School Football Action on 1230 KHAS and 1550 KICS.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
All right. So a big play coming up here. A couple of them coming up for the Crusaders and the defense of the Patriots, as they need to put a stop here. 5:09 left to play in this game. 12-0. Patriots on top of the Crusaders, who've put together an impressive drive. All hurry-up offense. Looking at second and 5 of the Patriots' 15. Shoemaker, quick pass off the right side. It's caught. But right down there to get him is Lonowski. It's like Brokaw made the catch, and it was for a gain of 1 yard. 15th pass by Shoemaker. Third down and 4. Shoemaker with the football, not much there. Another big defensive play. Shoemaker gains maybe 2 yards. It'll be fourth down and 3, maybe a yard. Shoemaker gets a yard, so it's fourth down and 3 yards to go. From the 13-yard line of the Patriots, big play coming up here. 4:20 left to play in this ballgame. 12-0 Patriots. Try to stop this drive by the Crusaders, trying to get some points on the board. Fourth down and 3. Back to pass over the middle. Caught. Touchdown, Crusaders. Wide open in the end zone was Brokaw. It's a 13-yard pass play. to Brokaw for the touchdown. And it's 12-6. So, wow, just like that. Brokaw with a big pass play there for 13 yards. Extra point kick is no good. So it's 12-6. And now we'll see what happens here. 3:58 left to play in this one. It's a barn burner here at Patriots Field. As we kind of expected it might be, we'll have the kickoff right after this. You're listening to State High School Football Action on 1550 KICS at 1230 KHAS.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated. Business.
3 minutes, 58 seconds left to play in this one. You're listening to State High School Football Action, Class C1, second round action, 1230 KHAS, 1550 KICS, Hastings, Nebraska. Glad you could join us. It's been a 12-0 ball game ever since the second quarter, but a long drive by the Crusaders put them on the board, and now they've cut the 12-0 lead in half, 12-6, and they're going to be kicking it off to the Patriots with 3:58 left to play in this ball game. Now, will they kick it, or will they squib it down there? Let's see what's going to happen here. It's going to be a low kick, and it will be picked up by Niederklein, and he'll have it at the 24-yard line. So that's where the Patriots will have it. The Patriots will have it. What they want right now is a 3:53 drive right at the 25-yard line, their own 25-yard line. The last time they had it, which was a long time ago, with 62 seconds left to go in the third, they tried to quick kick it. There was a penalty flag, and they got it back, and then they still ended up having to punt it. The Grand Island crowd right down in front of us is on their feet as they feel they have a chance in the momentum right now. Patriots unbeaten on the year. Reed under center. Eye formation. Handoff. Niederklein around the left side. Niederklein picks up maybe two or three. Maybe to the 26, 27, maybe one. Not much there. Give him 1 yard. Niederklein picks up one. He's carried the ball 34 times in this ball game. So it's second down and 9. They need some first downs, that's for sure. They do not want to punt the ball away. They want to get some first downs. Second down and 9 right here. Reed, they go to the power eye. Far hash mark. They're going to let the clock run down. They're going to use up as much time as possible. Crusaders have one timeout left. Here's the handoff. Niederklein off the left side. Nothing there. Well, the holes they were getting earlier are not there anymore. I would say a gain of 0 on that one. And so now it's third down and 9. Big third down play coming up for the Patriots. They continue to run the clock down, but they don't get a first down here. They're going to have to give the Crusaders one more chance. And the crowd down on our side, Crusaders crowd up on their feet right here. They break the eye. Two wideouts here on the near side. Here's the handoff. Niederklein over here on the near side. Breaks some tackles, but he will not get the first down. He'll be short of the first down. The ball will be, it's a timeout call by the Crusaders. They'll mark the ball at the 26-yard line. So it'll make it the 28-yard line. So it's fourth down and 7. It was a 2-yard carry by Niederklein. So now fourth and 7 with 2:20 left to go here. And the Crusaders may have some life because the Patriots are going to have to punt it away. High school playoff action brought to you by Hastings Ford Lincoln. The next time you're in the market for a new or used Ford or Lincoln, give the all-new Hastings Ford Lincoln the opportunity to show you an easier way to buy. Plain and simple, best pricing every day, non-commissioned salesman, and the drive-happy guarantee. Hastings Ford Lincoln difference is black and white. Find them online at HastingsFordLincoln.com. They're south of the Big G Ace, North Highway 281 in Hastings. Here we go. Harmon back to punt. For Herman back to punt for the Patriots. Fourth and seven on their own 28-yard line. The punt is a boomer. It's a nice one. It is going to go back, and it is going to take a Patriots roll all the way to the 32-yard line. Grand Island Central Catholic will have it on their own 32-yard line with 2:20 left to play in this ball game, down by six. They can win it with a touchdown and an extra point. No team has got an extra point yet tonight. Patriots 0 for 2 for extra points. They missed an extra point kick and then did not convert on a two-point conversion. And the Crusaders, who just scored, missed their extra point kick. Otherwise, a touchdown would have won it for them. So, again, the defense of the Patriots now going to have to play, make some big plays here. The no-huddle offense really gave them quite some trouble the last time on the last drive. 2:14, 12-6. Shoemaker in the shotgun, one behind him. Two wideouts on both sides. So there's four wideouts, two on each side. Punchikar, the only back behind Shoemaker. He wants to throw it. He does, and it is incomplete. And the intended receiver, Stevenson, here on the near side, did not break in. Kierkegaard, if he could have looked to his left, he might have been able to pick that off. So Shoemaker, 16 attempts tonight. That is second down and 10. 2:10 left to play in this ballgame. 12-6. Patriots on top, trying to hang on, keep their unbeaten season alive and the playoffs. Now he's in trouble. Shoemaker goes down at the 30. So it's a 3-yard loss by Shoemaker. He was going to get, looks like he was going to get sacked anyway, but he slipped. So it's third down, about 13 yards to go. And the clock continues to run, 1:50. I think they have, no, I don't think they have any timeouts left. No, they don't. They took it just there at the fourth down for the Patriots. 1:40 left to go. Shoemaker rolls out. He's going to help come up with a big pass play. Looking downfield, he throws it. It's caught by Stevenson at the 40. The ball's loose, and it's covered up by the Patriots. Patriots have taken over, first down and 10. The pass was completed to Stevenson. He got it for 11 yards, and then he fumbles it as he was hit, and it is picked up by the Patriots. And the Patriots take over on the Crusaders' 42-yard line. Wow. Well, I said they needed a big play from the Patriots' defense, and they got it with 1:30 left to play. Now they can run the clock down. There's no timeouts left, I don't believe, for the Crusaders. That was a tough break. And they'll down it, and that's going to do it. They'll have to down it a few times here as the clock continues to run. But a big, big, big play there. Stevenson made a good catch, but he got hit hard, and the ball flew out, and it was recovered by the Patriots. So, what a nail biter here at Patriots Field in this second round of Class C1 state high school football action. Under a minute left to play. 12-6, and there's going to be offsides by the Crusaders. Stops the clock with 50.4 seconds, but they'll only stop it until they move the ball. But what a great ball game. I mean, you look at this 36-6, the last time those two teams played. This one 12-6 when it was 12-0, and it didn't look like there was going to be any scoring in the second half. The Crusaders, with a no-huddle offense, come all the way down the field, and Just about made everybody here have their heart stop there as they got the ball back and then almost converted a first down but fumbled the ball. 30 seconds left to go now. Snap taken by Reed. He'll down it. And that's going to do it as the Patriots continue on in Class C1 State High School football action. A tough win tonight over the Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic. Final score is the Patriots 12 and Grand Island Central Catholic 6. And we'll wrap it up here from the Patriots field. We'll be back with the post-game show and the coach's interview as Coach Bill Carlin will come up and talk to us about this exciting game, a game that went to us a lot closer than it looked like it might be as we were in end of the third quarter with no offense at all hardly by either team. And then the Crusaders put on a good drive in that fourth quarter and then cut the lead at half 12-6, stop the Patriots, and the Patriots punted away. Crusaders had some time left. They didn't have any timeouts, but a fumble, and the Patriots recover, sealed the deal for the Patriots. So they'll go on now to play, and they'll advance on to the next round, and they will be playing either Kearney Catholic. No, that's not right. We'll get it right here. We'll get it all here. Let's see. They'll play either Kearney Catholic or Broken Bow. Yeah, that's right. They'll play Kearney Catholic or Broken Bow. We'll try to get a final score on that one, too, to pass it along. All right, we'll be back with the coach's post-game show right after this. Our final score, once again, was the Patriots 12 and the Crusaders 6. And you're listening to State High School Football Action on KICS 1550 and 1230 KHAS.
Tonight's game has been brought to you by the ESPN 1550 KICS Sports Boosters. Stay tuned. The Coaches and Postgame Show is coming up next on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1550 KICS.
We're back here at Patriots Field, and we'll give you some of the final tally here. Niederklein tonight, he ended up with just about if I can find out where I lost him at here, I'll pick it up. Here we go. He had 105 yards in the first half. Of course, that's unofficial. And he ended up with 135 yards on 32 carries, make that 36 carries. So 135 yards on 36 carries for Niederklein tonight. A very good ball game by him, and he scored both touchdowns, which they needed dearly tonight for the Patriots. Creighton Reed, he ran the ball four times. He only had 9 yards. He passed the ball six times. He completed three of those. He had an interception tonight. And again, Buzz Niederklein. Tyler Kierkegaard, 2 carries for 10 yards. He received 2 passes for 24 yards. And also Jack Berry carried the ball. He carried the ball four times, and he had 14 yards. And that's the offense there for Adams Central. Coach Carlin makes his way up here. For Grand Island Central Catholic, Dexter Punchikar, he ended up carrying the ball 9 times. He had 36 yards. Riley Shoemaker, excuse me, he attempted 17 passes tonight. He had a pretty good night in the air. And also on the ground, but they're big, and he had a really good, he was a key to their big drive here in the second half. Again, we played the third quarter, nothing happened. The fourth quarter, Grand Island Central Catholic started on their own 12-yard line, 9:50, 13-yard pass play to Brokaw. They put them on the board at 12-6, and then a big fumble recovery down there as they were just getting, looks like, a first down, and they got the ball to Stevenson, and Stevenson got hit hard, and the ball has was dropped and it was recovered, and that was a huge, huge play right there at the end of the ball game. We're going to wrap it up with the coach right after this timeout here on 1550 KICS and 1230 KHAS.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or what if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at hastingsfamilychiropractic.com.
This is the Coach's Post Game Show, presented by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
All right, we're back here at Patriots Field, and we're going to be talking with Coach Bill Carlin. It was quite a ball game here tonight, and the final score was 12-6 in favor of the Patriots. And, Coach, I know you, at the third quarter you're feeling pretty good, 12-0. Your defense has played really well. And then all of a sudden they come down fast tempo in this fourth quarter, a little pass to Brokaw, and they cut the lead to 12-6. And your offense, your second half, just stalled there a little bit.
Well, we got a little conservative. We were trying to run a little clock, and I probably screwed up when we didn't take the field goal. I thought maybe we could hammer it in and put it away, and it'd been over. And I knew with a field goal, still two scores and two double points could beat us, but I probably should have taken the points at that time and that sort of thing. We did pin them down there a bit, but I should have probably taken the points. That was a goof up on my part, probably.
Well, you know, you had had some pretty good success. You had a couple times when you had the drive right down in there, and you were able to power it into the end zone. Second half, they just seemed to cut those lanes down all the time the second half.
Well, they didn't have to worry about the pass as much. They knew we were going to run the ball. We were going to try to run the clock, and we had a 12-point lead, and I really thought it would be hard for them to put more than one touchdown up on our group the second half. And so we were being a little conservative with our calling. Their safeties were making some of the plays of the line of scrimmage, so they only had about 11 in the box, and that makes it tough to run against.
Well, and you were just talking about, too, they converted a lot of fourth downs in that second half, too.
Exactly. You know, that last drive where they did score their touchdown, and I think they did have three fourth down conversions, and you got to give them credit there. They made the play. And, you know, we were trying to take away some of the strengths. You got to lean on Shoemaker a little bit to kind of get him under control. And they spread us and caught their tight end a couple times and then caught their inside flanker one time.
You got to be very, very happy, though, the way your defense came on strong there in that, especially after that drive when they came down and they were running when they had a chance, especially when you kicked it off, the big fumble recovery down here. But you had to feel good about how the defense stepped up on that last drive.
Yeah, I really thought they did a nice job. You know, and we knew that we could run some time and kick it away, and they were going to have to go at least 50 or 60 yards. And with a minute and a half or so to go, we thought that was our best chance there. We got a big hit and a nice break when they dropped the pass.
All right, we'll wrap it up with the coach right after this.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
All right, we're back here at Patriots Field with Coach Bill Carlin and Coach Kearney Catholic, Broken Bow. Kearney Catholic, you heard won. I saw them play earlier this year against Ogallala, and they've got a pretty good offense, pretty good ball club. What do you know about them?
Very good team. I know Coach Collins very well. My son teaches up there at Kearney Catholic, so I know all their coaches very well. They got great coaching staff. They got some very talented kids right now. The Clench kid at quarterback is very gifted. Thomas Conley, their running back, is a very talented player also. The Squires kids up front, they're big linemen. They got about three guys over 270. They got some size. They got some speed. They're undefeated for a reason.
So it'll be a great matchup for you, and you want to get everybody back to being full health by next week too.
Yeah, we do. We had, you know, six starting positions sitting out tonight, and You know, we had six last week, but we got one kid back but lost one. And they're both two-way starters. So, you know, that's tough. And I tell you what, for us to lose Jesse Ackerman and have him out last week and have Jake Fowler sitting out this week, two probably All-State players, for our kids to rally together and still win is a great accomplishment for them.
When you hope to have them both on the field next week, when you have to play Kearney Catholic, and you know that again, this is the first team that you're going to play that hasn't been in your district, which will be nice, but probably one of the toughest teams in this bracket too.
Oh, definitely. You know, I thought that in the West, Boone and Kearney Catholic and us were probably the top three, and in the East, I thought Pierce, Norfolk Catholic, and Wahoo were probably the top, And that was the advantage of, you know, we needed Minden to win one more ball game there, and we would have been number one seed instead of number two, and maybe been sitting up where Boone's at right now. But this way, we're going to have to play both of them somewhere if we can continue to move. But, you know, we'll go back to the drawing board and see what we can do and try to get some Band-Aids put on some people and see if we can get them healthy.
All right, Coach. Good luck next week.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
All right, Coach Bill Carlin with us, and what a big win again. 12-6, the final score here against Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic. So, big win for them. Thanks to the folks back at the station. Thanks to all of our fine sponsors. Tune in. We got some scores coming up as they'll have the CPU Mr. Tire scoreboard show, and they'll get you all caught up with all the scores in all the classes as the second round was played today throughout. For, of course, all C1, C2, D1, D2, A and B will be tomorrow. Our final score, once again, with the Patriots 12, the Crusaders 6. I'm Mark Baldwin. Good evening, everyone.
The Coach's Post Game Show has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings. High school football has been a sports presentation of Platte River Radio.